Heshvan is sponsored by Morty and Lorraine Sohn, Zecher Nishmas Mrs. Sohn's father, Mr. Harold Levine, Olav Shalom, Rabbi Yecheskel ben Rabbi Yaakov Chanuch Halevi, and Mr. Sohn's father, Dr. Harry Sohn, Olav Shalom, Rav Tzvi ben Rabbi Lazar, Olav Shalom. Okay, the learning we do throughout the Chodesh should be a zuchus for their neshamos. We started the sugya Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph in regards to the Arba Esrei Sudos that Reb Elazar requires in the Sukkah and the Machlokas Reb Elazar and the Chachamim regarding how to view the nature of the Chiyuv to sit in Sukkah throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkahs, and specifically how the first night is distinct from the other nights of Sukkah. Basically, the last year we basically said one Chakira, and we discussed various Nafkaminas within that one Chakira. And the one Chakira, if you recall, that we discussed was what exactly does the Gezeirah Shavah Tesvav do? Does it teach me a Chiyuv Achila B'Sukkah? And the truth is there are a lot of variations of this Chakira in slightly different language that may introduce new Nafkaminas, as we'll soon see. But the basic Chakira is, does the Gezeirah Shavah Tesvav, which requires eating in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, does that make a new mitzvah's achila? That just as there's a mitzvah's achila on the first night of Pesach, that one must be ochel matzah, you need to do achilas matzah, so too you have a mitzvah of achila in the Sukkah, ki'ilu, the food that you're eating is the chefza shel mitzvah, that when you eat whatever it might be that you're eating, that is your chefza shel mitzvah, that is your mitzvah, to eat that food? Or is it, no, it's a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, it's the hechi timtzav, how one is mekayim, the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah is through achila. But really, the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah is a Sukkah. The Chefetz Shel Mitzvah is certainly not the food. It's really just a regular mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, and the achila is simply the Hechi Timtza. So that was the basic Chakira we had last time. Just to that end, before we move on from that Chakira, which we're going to do today, I saw an interesting piece in Harei Kedem, in Rav Shurkin Sefer, Rav Salvechik's Torahs on the Moadim. So on page Reish Aleph in the first volume of Harei Kedem, in Simen Kuf Yud Dalid Os Beis, he quotes the following discussion. The Tosfos and the Rush both quote an Ibaya in the Yerushalmi, which we mentioned last time, whether if a person eats in the Sukkah on the first night, mine targima, they don't eat bread, they eat mine targima on the first night of Sukkah, whether they're yotzei the mitzvah, whatever this mitzvah is that's derived from tesvav, does it need to be bread? And that was one of our nafkaminas, if you recall. If it's a gzer shav that learns a mitzvah sachila, so it's got to be a mitzvah sachila similar to achilas matzah, where it's going to have to be something like bread. Whereas if it's just an achila that's echitimtza, it's a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, so then maybe mine targima would be enough, right? So that was the suggestion that we had last time. So in Harei Kedem, he says that Reb Chaim told Reb Moshe Salvechik, told his son, that it could be that the lumdus of that shaila in the Yerushalmi that's quoted by all these Rishonim is if through Tesvav, we also learn the din of Lechem Oni. And therefore, Mine Targima would be a problem, because Lechem Oni involves having, and this we also mentioned last time, Lechem Oni involves having a Lechem that's made of bread and water, and not having any flavoring added to it, not having any fancy food added to it. When you are Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, you can't be Mevatel the Tam Matzah, and you can't have anything other than Matzah itself. So it could be that Reb Chaim suggested to his son Reb Moshe, maybe that's the Chakira. Oh, that's the shaila of the Yerushalmi. However, he said that Rav Moshe Salvechik responded that no, maybe the shaila really is that it's a similar issue, but not exactly the issue of Lechem Oni, and that is being mevatel the tam matzah, that whatever it is that you're supposed to be eating, primarily, you can't have something else mixed in with the chamesh asminim to come be mevatel the tam matzah. And maybe we're trying to say that same halacha should apply over here. That idea of you can't have a dvar rishus coming to be mevatel the chiyuv. When you have matzah, the chiyuv is matzah, so when you go and you put cream cheese on the matzah, or you put meat on the matzah, or anything else on the matzah, so that's the dvar rishus, and the taste of the dvar rishus is going to go and be mevatel the tam matzah. So then he writes in the top left-hand side of the page, on page Reish Aleph over there, he says, Veheshev lo maran agrach. Here's where I thought it got a little interesting. He says, the Chaim answered as follows, Didin rishus mevatel chova, nemer b'achila, havi hecha di ikar ha-mitzvah, havi mitzvah sachila, kematzu marar. The whole concept of a rishus coming to be mevatel the chiyuv, when it comes to a mitzvah v'achila, meaning the whole idea that if you have meat together with your matzah, that the reshus, the meat, the achila of the meat, is going to be mevatel, the achila of the matzah, is only when the mitzvah is really a mitzvah of achila. But when the mitzvah is a mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah, and the achila is only a hechitimsa, the achila is not the primary mitzvah, the achila is just a hechitimsa to the yeshiva, merely you're not going to say that there's such a din of the reshus being mevatel the chiyuv, because this isn't, the bread itself is not a chefsa shel mitzvah, meaning it all ties back to that same fundamental chakira. What does Gzeir Shavat Tesvav Tesvav do? Does the Gzeir Shavat Tesvav Tesvav teach me that there's a mitzvah sachila? If there is a mitzvah sachila where the food that you actually eat is the chefta shel mitzvah, then it's shayich to say that by adding other things together with the bread, putting honey on the challah on the first night of Sukkot, which a lot of people do, is that it's going to come and be mevatel the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is the challah itself. Assuming, again, not a water challah, let's say, the mitzvah is the challah itself, or do we say, no, the mitzvah is yeshiva besukkah, the chitimtza is through the achila, and therefore whatever you add is not going to be mevatel anything, because that's not the chefsa shel mitzvah at all. Now, based on that, it says, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said the following. He said, based on that, Rav Chaim used to always say that kezayis sukkah b'layla rishon, that of chag sukkos, you need kavana, that when you want to eat a kezayis on the first night of sukkos, in the sukkah, you need dafka to have kavana l'shem mitzvah when you eat that kezayis. Why? When it comes to matzah, let's say you don't have kavana l'shem matzah, or yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah without kavana. So when it comes to matzah, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, that if someone forces you to eat matzah, so you're not being mechavin to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, you're not even doing it willingly. Someone forces you to eat matzah, Rambam paskins your yotzei. And that's what it's paskin Shulchan Aruch Simitaf Ayin Hey. There's a well-known Ran Masechus Rosh Hashanah that explains why is it that when someone forces you to eat matzah, you yotzei. So the Ran explains even that when it comes to matters of achila, that even if you normally say mitzvah strichas kavana, in order to be yotzei, you need kavana l'shem the mitzvah. But when it comes to matters of achila, you don't need that kavana because you're getting hana, you're eating. And as long as shekein nehne, so long as you're getting hana, it's ki'ilu yad kavana. As long as one has hana from the achila that they're doing, mimeil, it's as if they had hana. So that's why when it comes to achilas matzah, you don't need kavana, you're automatically yotzei, even without the kavana, because you're nehne. You get the hana of eating the kezayis of matzah. Says Reb Chaim, wait a second. If the mitzvah of achila on the first night of Sukkot is a mitzvah sachila just like the mitzvah of achilas matzah, so then you would say the same thing. That even without kavana, shkei nene, you were nene from the achila, that is the mitzvah, that's it, it's all you need. You don't need kavana, it would be great, right? But if the mitzvah is not really achila, the mitzvah is yeshiva besukkah. What's achila? Achila is the echitimtza, but the mitzvah is yeshiva besukkah. So then, l'chora, shekeinene doesn't work. Because shekeinene is when the maisa mitzvah, when the actual achila of the chefza shel mitzvah is what gives you hana'a, then you could say shekeinene. Then you could say, okay, it's ki'ilu yad kavana. But if the achila is not really the mitzvah, it's just the yeshiva besukkah that's brought about through the achila, so then you're not going to say that that's what's giving you, that the fact that it gives you hana'a is enough. The fact that it gives you the whole svar of shekeinene shouldn't work. So mele, you should, on the first night of Sukkot, if you hold that the Gzeir Shavat Tezvav Tezvav teaches you that there's a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah on the first night, a chiv of yeshiva besukkah on the first night, but not a kiyum of achila per se, then you would need kavana on the first night. So that was Reb Chaim's Ha'ara, as quoted by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, quoted in the Sefer Harei Kedem. Okay, now that was just closing off from last time. Now let's move on. As I mentioned to you last time, this sugya and exactly how to understand this sugya is a very useful thing to know, because every year on the first night of Sukkot there's at least the threat of rain, and people always hawk about this sugya, that what do you do exactly when it rains, how long do you wait, should you wait, and all those issues of kazayis, kibetza, what do you do if you started eating yeda kazayis outside, then you went inside and then it stopped raining, or you wake up in the middle of the night and it stopped raining, all these things, all these cheshbonos are issues that emerge emerge directly from this sugya. So it's a very, very important sugya in terms of just general knowledge in for the rest of your lives, probably, for the first night of Sukkot. Unless you're in Eretz Yisrael, it never rains on the first night of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael, pretty much. But let's start with a question, right? We know what the Gemara says. We saw that last time, right? The Gemara tells us that Reb Lazar and the Chum have a disagreement about how to understand Teshuva Ken Tiduru. That Reb Lazar says Teshuva Ken Tiduru is the way, just like in your house, you would normally eat 14 meals in a week. So too, you're mechuyev to eat 14 meals in a week in the sukkah. You need to have 14 meals throughout the course of the 7 days in the sukkah. And the Rabbanan say no. Just like in your house, you could do whatever you want, eat when you feel like it, not eat when you don't feel like it. So too in the sukkah, you could eat when you feel like it, not eat when you don't feel like it. Elamai, the Rabbanan say, there's one exception to that rule, and that is the first night of Sukkot, because of the Gzer Shavet Tezvav tells you that, no, that even though you can always choose to eat or not to eat in the Sukkah, on the first night, you could either choose to eat, and then you would have to do it in the Sukkah, or not eat at all. On the first night, you can't choose not to eat at all. If you must eat, and therefore you must eat in the sukkah as well. Gzer shavet tezvav tezvav. That is the that is just the basic Gemara. Now, the question that a lot of the Rishonim deal with is the following. There is a mitzvah to eat on Yantif, right? There is a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. A person is supposed to eat on Yantif anyway. So if a person has to eat a meal on Yantav anyway, and we know that throughout the whole Yantav of Sukkot, it's usher to eat a meal outside of the Sukkah. Right? That's an Isra say, to eat a meal outside of the Sukkah. So what does it mean, Ibai Yachil, Ibai Lo Achil? When the Chum say, the rest of Sukkot is whatever you want. If you don't want to eat, don't eat, and then you won't have to be in the Sukkah. Is that really true? The rest of Sukkot is not really true. You have to eat a meal anyway. So all the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha, and there are several Mahalchim that they take. Basically, why do you need a special chiyuv for the, to put it in different terms, just to focus on the first night as opposed to the other days, why do we need a special chiyuv, gzer shavet tezvav tezvav, on the first night of Sukkot, if anyway you have to eat on the first night of Sukkot, because you have a mitzvah of vasuda on yantiv? So if you have to eat mitam yantiv, so then of course you're going to have to end up in the sukkah anyway. So what's the whole vart of telling me a special gzer shavet tezvav tezvav, tell me that I need to eat on the first night of the sukkah, in the sukkah? Of course I need to eat the first night of the sukkah, because I need to eat, and you know I'll eat outside of the sukkah. Mela, I'm going to be inside the sukkah. So that's the question the Rishonim deal with. Before we get to answering that question, there's a chakira that's slightly different than the chakira we mentioned last time, relating to the gzer shavet tezvav tezvav, and we'll see how they dovetail very nicely. The mitzvah to eat, I think I may have mentioned this in passing last time, the mitzvah to eat on the first night of Sukkot is through the Gzer Shavet Tezvav Tezvav. There are two ways to understand that. One way to understand it is that you really have a mitzvah to eat in Sukkah throughout the entire Yantav of Sukkot. Elamai, if you choose not to eat, you don't have to go into the Sukkah. But the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah applies throughout the entire Yantav, and whenever you choose to eat, you need to eat in the Sukkah. So one way to understand it is Gzer Shavet Tezvav Tezvav comes along and tells me that that same mitzvah that you have the rest of the time, throughout all the 7 days of Yantav, you also have on the first night, except on the first night it's not a rishus, it's a chiyuv. Meaning, the whole other 7 days, 6.5 days of Yantiv, you could choose to eat or choose not to eat, and when you eat, it's a mitzvah, and that's a mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. On the first night, you just can't choose not to eat. You must choose to eat, you must eat, but that eating in the Sukkah is the same mitzvah that you get eating on the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day in the Sukkah. It's the same exact mitzvah, it's just that you can't choose not to do it. It's no longer a shus. That's one way to understand the Gzer Shavet Tezvav Tezvav. The other way to understand the Gzer Shavet Tezvav Tezvav is that no. There's a mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah that applies for all 7 days. On the first night, there's a separate mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah, Gzer Shavet Tezvav Tezvav, which is a totally different mitzvah than Yeshiva B'Sukkah that you have for the other 7 days. It's an entirely different entity that's completely derived from Chag HaMatzos, has nothing to do with the Yeshiva B'Sukkah of the rest of the 7 days. Separate mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on the first night is completely derived from Chag HaMatzos. If you don't understand exactly what the difference between the two tzedakim are, you'll see as we go through Nefka Minas, you'll see what the difference might be. Take a look in Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Tesam and Beis. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, Yana Diyoma, we've just had Rosh Chodesh yesterday, and it also happened to have been Shabbos yesterday. So the Gemara talks about what if you forget Yalav Yavo or Ritzeh or anything like that in benching. Do you have to go back and repeat benching? So the Gemara formulates a rule, a very simple rule really, And that is that if the meal that you're eating is something that you were mechuyev to do, it was a suda that you were mechuyev to eat, so then when you forget Yalav Yavlin benching at such a meal, you need to go back and repeat benching. But if the meal itself is only reshus, you didn't have to eat that meal, like on Rosh Chodesh, let's say. So if you forget Yalav Yavol, you don't have to go back and repeat benching, because you didn't have to eat the meal in the first place. That's the rule the Gemara has. So let's say you forget Ritzei on Shabbos. Shabbos, person is chayiv to eat meals. If you eat 5-6 meals on Shabbos, that's another interesting discussion, but let's say the basic meals on Shabbos. Let's even make it very simple, say the first 2 meals on Shabbos. If you forget Ritzei, you would go back and repeat benching because you're absolutely mechuyev to eat meals on Shabbos. There is an interesting discussion, just on a parenthetical note, when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, is another very famous chakira about how Shabbos, when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, how do we understand that day? Do we understand it where Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh just happen to be in the room at the same time, but it's still just they each maintain their own identity? It happens to be Shabbos and it happens to be Rosh Chodesh. Or do we assume that no, it's a hybrid Kedusha, that it's no longer Shabbos that happens to be Rosh Chodesh, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And it's a different Shabbos because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's a different Rosh Chodesh because it's Shabbos. That it's not the same anymore. That's the a well-known chakira that the Achronim like to talk about. My nafkamina, any chakira needs a nafkamina. So one of the suggested nafkaminas might be if you forget Yalav Yavol and benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If you hold that it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in a room together, but they're each just there, but neither of them are changed by the fact that they happen to be in proximity to each other, so you forget Yalav Yavol, there's not the Chiv Suda was not Mitam Rosh Chodesh. You wouldn't have to repeat benching for forgetting Yalav Yavol. But if you hold it's a hybrid Kedusha and it's a new Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh has a new status, Rosh Chodesh is not the same Rosh Chodesh, so sure, maybe you could argue that that Yalav Yavol is not the same Yalav Yavol of a regular Rosh Chodesh, it's the Yalav Yavol of a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Or maybe could you mention Shabbos in the Yalav Yavol? Is it really one thing or two separate entities? Okay, whatever, the Achronim like to talk about that issue. But anyway, on the very fundamental level, if a person is chayiv in Su'uda, so maybe when you forget the Yalav Yavol, you're going to have to repeat benching. If you're not chayiv in Su'uda, when you forget Yalav Yavol, you won't have to repeat benching. So the Gemara says, Elameata, Shabbos v'yom tovim, d'lo sagi d'lo achil, hachinami d'itay hadar. So on Shabbos and Yantif, where you must eat, so then you should have to repeat benching if you forget Yalav Yavol or Ritzei. Says the Gemara, yeah, it's right, it's exactly right. I'm like, in. Zom Rav Shilam Rav Ta, Chaz L'Rosh. Ay, Vam Rav Hunam Rav Ta, Amar Baruch Shanasan, Lavid Mar Lo Shalosh Lo Pasuk Batav Ameta, fine, whatever. But the point is, the Gemara says, yeah, in Achinami, it's true. You forget Yalav Yavol. On Yontif, you have to eat. So Mela, you're going to have to repeat benching. So Fractosos, Sukkadaf Mem, Brachos, Daf Mem, Tesam Beis, Fractosos, wait a second. You have to eat on Yontif? What about our Gemara? You buy Yachl, you buy Lo Achil. Only the first night you have to eat. Every other day, it's your choice. Choose to eat or choose not to eat. Why does it say you have to eat on Yontif? So it says, Tosos, Yeshlom Adachi Perusha. Sheno Tzarech Lechol B'Sukkah Im Lo Yirtza. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. Means you don't want to eat in the sukkah, don't eat in the sukkah throughout the rest of the days. But you have to have a sudas yantiv, so of course you do have to eat. That's non-negotiable. In fact, tells us, what are you talking about? What do you mean? What difference does it make whether the reason I have to eat on the rest of the days of sukkah is because it's sukkahs? Is because of the sukkah or because of the yom tov? Either way, when I'm eating on sukkahs, there's an issur to do what? To eat outside of the sukkah. So where am I going to end up anyway? In the sukkah. So you can't tell me, oh no, the rest of the day is yibay achil, yibay lo achil. You don't really need to eat mitam sukkah. But it means you really still do have to eat mitam yontif. What difference does it make? As long as I'm eating, I have to be in the sukkah anyway. So you can call it mitam yontif, but at the end of the day, I'm in the sukkah. So you call that Ibai Yachli, Ibai Lo Achil? Umiyu Omer Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Nafkamina, Kigon Sheyardu G'shamim. Nafkamina is, what if it's raining? Va'achlu Chutz L'Sukkah, and you ate outside of the Sukkah. Tahashta, now, what was the Mechayev of eating? If the Mechayev of eating is Sukkah, and it was raining, so I was part from Sukkah, but I was part from Sukkah, I was inside. So then when it stops raining, have I done my mitzvah yet? No, I ate because I was hungry, but I didn't do the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. So I would still have to go back in the sukkah and eat, if the mechayev was eating in the sukkah. But if the mechayev is sudas yantif, so you're right, most of the time when I'm having a sudas yantif and it happens to be sukkah, I need to be in the sukkah, but now when it's raining, so I was mechayev in the mitzvah of sudas yantif inside. In the covered yantif shapir, so I was good already. Aval im b'shvil sukkah b'yom tov rishon tzorech lachzor v'lechol b'sukkah la'achar sheyifsuku ha'gishamim. If the mechayev was sukkah, then once it stops raining, I would need to go back out into the sukkah and eat the meal in the sukkah. T'yalfim t'esvav t'esvav michag ha'matzos. Aval b'shar yamim eino tzorech. But that's why the mechayev, but that's what the Gemara is teaching you. The first night of sukkah is the mechayev is the sukkah. Throughout the rest of the days of Yantif, of course you have to eat a meal, but the mechayev of that meal is not the sukkah, the mechayev is Yantif. So therefore, says Tosos, on the first night of Yantif, if it's raining and I eat in the house, and then it stops raining, since the mechayev is sukkah, what do I have to do? Got to get back out, go into the sukkah and eat. On any of the other days of Yantif, since there's no mechayev of sukkah, the whole mechayev is only Yantif, I eat a meal in the house, let's say the first day of Sukkot. I eat a meal in the house because it's raining, and then it stops raining. No need to go back out into the sukkah. Right? A very pashut l'chashbon. Now, what's he assuming? That so long as it is raining, on the first night, even on the first night, while it's raining, what's he assuming? I don't have to be in the sukkah while it's raining. Why not? What's the patur for being in the sukkah while it's raining? It's mitztayer. Mitztayer is patur from sukkah. But wait a second. Mitztayer is patur from sukkah. That's a patur in the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Is the din of eating the first night in the sukkah just an extension of the regular din of yeshiva b'sukkah that applies for the other 7 days? If that's true, then you're right. Just like you have a patur mitztayer the other 7 days. So again, the two tzadim of the chakira were either, number one, the first night of Sukkot is the same chiyuv that you have the other 7 days, except the other 7 days you could choose not to do it. But on the first night of Sukkot, you don't have the choice not to do it. You must do it. But it's the same mitzvah. So therefore, just like mitztayer is a patur the other 7 days, mitztayer is going to be a patur the first night. But if you hold it, no, that there's a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah for 7 days. But on top of that, there's a separate mitzvah. And that separate mitzvah is a mitzvah's achila that I learned from tesvav tesvav. Maybe he tells you that there's a Patur Mitztayer over there. Whoever said anything about a Patur Mitztayer about the separate mitzvah, the Patur Mitztayer is a din in Sukkah. It's a din in the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So Tosus assumes, Masiach Lufitumo, he assumes that Mitztayer is a Patur even on the first night of Sukkot. We have our first Nafkamina, right? Our first Nafkamina in this Chakira. Is Mitztayer going to be a Patur on the first night? It's very much no Gael Lemaisa. We'll get into the Halacha soon. But is Mitztayer going to be a Patur on the first night? Tosfos and Brachos clearly assumes Mitztayer is a Patur on the first night. It's just that you're Patur from being in Sukkah while it's raining. You still haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, though. So when it stops raining, you got to go and do the mitzvah. But so long as it's raining, you're Patur. You don't have to be in the Sukkah.
How do you say that the Mitztayer is not referring to the Achila when the example the Gemara gives is that it ruins your food? So obviously, it's saying that the Patur of Mitztayer is also going on Achila. You wouldn't have to.
No, the example the Gemara gives is just a shear in how much tsar it would cause you. So the shear in tsar is if it's uncomfortable to eat there because the food is going to get ruined. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily reflect on what the mitzvah is. It's just a shear of tsar. So that's nafkamina number one. Now, does anyone take the other side? So if you take a look at the Rush in Brachos, Perek Zayin Siman Chav Gimel. So he quotes, you know, the whole Gemara over there about going back for Yal V'Yavo. And then he quotes our Gemara. He asks from our Gemara, Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin. You see where he quotes Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin. Kasha, Perek Beis, the Sukkah, Kamar Gabi Masis, and the Kamar Amar Blazer, Yudal Zuz Chayv Lechum Sukkah, that the whole reason for Blazer is Teshu Kentaduru, that you need to eat two meals a day, and the Rabbanan say, Inlu Davar Kitzvah, because the Rabbanan say, just like in your house, Yibai Achli, Yibai Lo Achil, so too in the Sukkah, Va'al Karchach, says the Rush, Hainu Lo Achil Pas Klau. The achil chayav lechol b'sukkah. When it says yibay achil yibay lo achil on the rest of the days of sukkah, it means if you don't want to eat, don't eat. Because if you were eating, of course you'd have to be in sukkah. That which the Gemara says in Brachos, that on Yontif you must eat, says the Rosh, very dach, kind of dafka below Yomtov Rishon Shel Pesach, below Yomtov Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkos. When we say that you must eat on Yontif, and therefore you got to go back for Yalav Yavo, it's only the first night of Sukkos, the first night of Pesach. It doesn't mean really Yontif, just those two meals on all of the Yomtovim. Every other Yontif meal is optional, and every other Yontif meal you would not have to go back for Yalav Yavo. That's all the Gemara was really talking about. Let's get past that. Umiyukasha. The mashma yom tov dum yud rosh chodesh for rosh chodesh dafka biyom. Dilu belayla afilu betfila in machzir naso. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to find where it is. Okay, at the very end, last three lines. Vim tomar haba hatalia. Well, if you're going to be eating and you hold that there is a mitzvah to eat, well, you need to be eating in the sukkah anyway. Exactly, Tosfos Kasha, right? That if you're going to eat, you need to eat in the sukkah. What do I care if the mechayev is sukkah or if the mechayev is yantiv? He gives the same answer as Tosfos. Nafkamina is, what if it's raining? But look how he says it. Ve'enu chayev lechol b'sukkah, and you don't have to eat in the sukkah because of that. But outside of the sukkah, you would still need to eat if the mechayev is simcha, right? You would still need to eat because the simcha is yantif. But that's only true after the first night. So if you read it quickly, it sounds exactly like Tosfos, but he's saying something very, very different than Tosfos. Tosfos says the reason that the first night is different than the rest of Yantif is that the rest of Yantif, if it rains and you go inside and you eat, so you're done. You don't, even if it stops raining, you don't have to go back out. On the first night, Tosfos said, if it rains and you go inside and you eat, when it stops raining, you need to go back outside and eat again because you didn't do the mitzvah of sukkah. Says the Rosh, no, the reason the first night is different is because the first night, even if it's raining, the entire night, stay out there and eat anyway. Eat a kazayis in the rain. Apparently the Rosh holds there's no p'tur mitzta'er on the first night of Sukkot. There's a p'tur mitzta'er on the rest of the day of Sukkot, not on the first night of Sukkot. So it makes for much better nafkamina, obviously, when you have two stud, when you have a clear machlokes rishonim. Here you have a very clear machlokes rishonim. Another nafkamina. I think we sort of alluded to this last time. If the mitzvah on the first night is the same mitzvah that you have throughout the rest of the days of Yantif, it's just that it's not optional on the first night, it's a must on the first night, how much must you eat on the first night? So how much must you eat in the sukkah in general? What's the definition of achilas rai? So we had 2 days in the Gemara. Rav Yosef Abaye, Tarti Utlas Bei, or Kedetam Bar Bei Rav, which is one kibetza. But let's assume Kedetam Bar Bei Rav, you would need to eat at least the kibetza in order to be Yotzei the mitzvah. Because the same mitzvah as the rest of Yantif. Just like the rest of Yantif, if you have any pachos mi kibetza, you don't need to be in sukkah. The whole mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah is when you're eating kibetza. So until the first night, you would need to eat a kibetza. But if it's not just an extension of the mitzvah that applies for the rest of the 7 days, only now it's a chiyuv, rather it's a brand new mitzvah that's still in Kseira Shavat Tezvav Tezvav. So what do you have to eat on Pesach? How much do you have to eat on Pesach? The matzah, kazayis. So here also you should only need a kazayis. You should only need a kazayis besukkah. So that would be a perfect nafkamina. So you would want, if in a perfect world, you would want Tosfos, who said that there is a p'tor mitzta'er on the first night of Sukkot, to require me to eat a kibetza in the sukkah, right? Because the Tosfos holds it's the same mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. Right? That's what you would want Tosfos to say, and you would want the Rosh to start talking about eating a kazayis. Because the Rosh holds that it's not the same mitzvah, that we learn it kazayis, shavet, tesvav, tesvav. It's a new mitzvah learned from Chag HaMatzos. Are there shitos and rishonim that discuss this, that debate this? So if you take a look at the Ran, Yeah, I was just looking if Tosfos mentioned a shir. He didn't, right? He just says you have to go lachs of alechel b'sukkah. He doesn't actually mention how much. He just says lachs of alechel b'sukkah. What did the Rush say? Rush said kezayis. Rush said kezayis. So the Rush works out very nicely, right? The Rush will that there's no p'tur mitzta'er is going to say that the shir is going to be kezayis. It will work out perfectly. Yeah.
So are we saying that this second chakira, that how I understand whether it's an extension or not, is going to cause the way you view tezvav tezvav?
Yeah.
Then this is the ikar chakira that's going to show, that's going to determine the way you're going to understand whether tezvav is
mitzvah achila or mitzvah yeshiva. Yeah, meaning
this one causes that one.
Right, so that's what I was saying before. A lot of, the same chakira appears in slightly different words and probably means the same thing. Meaning, you know, like okay. Different achronim talk about it in different ways, but the point is, what exactly is this gzer shava? Is this gzer shava a sukkah gzer shava or is it a pesach gzer shava? You know, you want to say it that way. Is it...
Right.
To use the melitza of domino vukibasra, kind of, you know, is it... So says the Ran, Yud Bezon Bez Bidape Rif, here in Masechta Sukkah. The Ran discusses this issue. How much do you have to eat in Sukkah? So, on the first night, how much do you have to eat? What does this Gzer Shav Tezvav Tezvav teach me? So he writes that, where are we? Yeah, if you look on the third wide line at the end, so we know in the first night of Pesach there's a unique din aside from the mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv to eat matzah, and it's got to fit criteria of matzah. On the first night of Sukkah is also, it's a unique din of Sukkah, aside from the mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv. Dilim yidin yamtiv, sagi, lei, lechol, kebetza, arai, chutz l'sukkah. V'garmir, michak ha-matzos, t'mechayiv lechol, shir ha-mechuyiv lechol b'sukkah. Whoa. He's taking it the exact opposite of what we would have expected, right? What's he saying? Normally, to eat in the Sukkah, you need more than a kebetza. Kiditarim barbe rav was the definition not of achilas keva. Kiditarim barbe rav was the definition of achilas arai. And then what's the shear of kiditarim barbe rav? Exactly a kibetza. So if you're having exactly a kibetza, right there, pumped, exactly a kibetza. Midine sukkah. You don't need to eat that in the sukkah. Right? He's saying when we learn gzera shavet tesvav tesvav, what the gzera shavet tesvav tesvav is telling me is to use sukkah rules. Just like by matzah, the mitzvah of achilas matzah has matzah rules, that you can't have flavoring, it's got to be, right, can't be matzah ashira, it has to be regular plain matzah. So too, when you apply it to sukkah, domino vuki basra, use sukkah rules. And what's the rules by sukkah? You need to have more than a kibetza. More than a kibetza. Sudas yantav, you only need a kibetza. Here you need more. L'fichach nirishu chayv lechol yoser mi kibetza. But some say no. If you're going to learn from Chag HaMatzos, take the details of Chag HaMatzos and apply them to Chag HaSukkos. Namely, just like Chag HaMatzos, you eat a kezayis of matzah, so to buy sukkah, all you need is a kezayis on the first night. The rest of sukkahs, if you're eating a kezayis, you don't even need to be in the sukkah. So what do you expect him to say? Yeah, but that's because that's a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Over here, it's a mitzvah of tesvav tesvav, a mitzvah of achila, tesvav that we learn from gzeir shav tesvav tesvav. So that's going to be exais. That's what you want the Ran to say. So if we could only just write the last few lines of the Ran, we're going to be great. Let's see what he does say, though. V'yav gav de b'shar yimosachad kezayis arayu. Even though throughout the rest of the yantav of sukkahs, kezayis is not really called an achilas kevah, that's called an aray, that could be outside of the sukkah, v'rash aylach l'chutz the sukkah, afilu hachi b'layla rishon, Kivan shakasuv kava chova la achlo basuka asa'o achilas keva. Now those are some tricky words. On the first night of Sukkot, since the Torah makes it a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, the definition of achilas keva changes for the first night. Achilas keva normally means yosir mikabetza. But over here, this is called achilas keva. because that's your mitzvah from Tezvav Tezvav, that we learned that it should be a kezayis, so therefore kezayis becomes keva. Again, what should he have said? I don't care if it's keva. I don't care if it's arai. Keva arai is only if you're talking about the mitzvah of yeshiva besukah. I'm not talking about that mitzvah now. I'm talking about gzer shav, tezvav, tezvav, chagamatzos. It's a totally different thing. It's a new mitzvah. It doesn't have to fit the gedarim of yeshiva besukah. I don't care if it's keva or arai. Even if it's arai, you did it in the sukkah, because it's gzer shav, tezvav, tezvav. That's what he should have said. If only the Ran were lamdim like we, right? That's what he should have said. That's the lamdus. That's the way it fits. That's not what he says. He says, no, the svara to say that you can eat a kezayis is because what's considered chashuv is different on the first night. Meaning, gzeirah shavah tezvav tezvav is mechayev kezayis, but once it's mechayev kezayis, then it must be that that's called keva, and therefore, that's all you need for sukkah. But it needs to be keva. Without labeling it keva, it would never be good enough. Now, you could argue that other Rishonim who quote the same Shita without explaining it that way, take a look at the Ritva, take a look around, and the other Rishonim, you could argue that they would fit our lamdas, that they would say no, that it's a different din. It's not that it has to be keva. So basically, let's just take a step back for a second. What did we do so far? We had one simple chakira so far today, and that is this gzer shavet tezvav tezvav, is it mechayev? Does it take the mitzvah of yeshiva besukah that applies for all 7 days and just make it a chiyuv on the first night? Or does it make a brand new chiyuv of achila besukah on the first night that's not related to the mitzvah of the rest of the 7 days? Two nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is there a p'tur mitzta'er? And we found that was a machlokas between Tosus and the Rush, where Tosus held that yes, there is a p'tur mitzta'er, so when it's raining, you don't eat in the sukkah, it's useless to eat in the sukkah because you're pater. Probably you'd be nikra hedyot. Whereas the Rush says, there's no p'tur mitzta'er. Even if it's raining, you got to eat that kezayis in the sukkah. The other nafkamina number two, is how much do you have to eat? Do you have to eat yosir mikabetza, or do you have to eat a kezayis? If it's just an extension of the mitzvah that applies throughout the rest of the yantif, so you would eat yosir mikabetza just like the rest of the yantif. If it's a brand new mitzvah, it's a kezayis. But then we saw that the Ran doesn't fit neatly into our chakira, because the Ran says that you could eat a kezayis, but it's not because it's a brand new chiyuv. It's because kezayis is called achilas keva for the first night of sukkahs. The definition of achilas keva changes for the first night. Yeah.
And the Ritva says the same idea about keva thing.
Let's take a look at the Ritva.
I also heard footnotes in the Sadr Cook has that ha'ara that Rabbi has pointed out, that the Ritva, the fact that he brings in keva, shows that although he holds kezayis might be working din achila, he says gam came din sukkah. Like the footnotes like had that same aura. Like, he's necessarily kind of both. We weren't sure if he says that the gzeir shavah tells you to include both, or the gzeir shavah is one, but you have to include the other. Like the gzeir shavah is to tell you that it didn't chafsa the achila, but you have to include the other ramifications since you're dealing with sukkah. Or like he seems to say that it's gam came the din sukkah. Like he says, like it's like this hybrid.
It is, because he's telling you, we do learn from Tezvav, Tezvav, Kezayis is enough. So it's not purely a sukkah din, but once we do that, that redefines the keva of sukkah. So that's the basic chakir that we have for now. Now, what do we paskin? Mitzar on the first night of sukkah. Is mitzar on the first night of sukkah pater or is he chayiv? So you take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Tafrei Shalom Etes Sifhei. Yeah.
Just in regards to the Ran Shita himself, that fits okay within the first side of the Chakira. We're just dealing with the Kezayis Shir, whether that fits in. The Yosemite Kibetza fits in.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to say Yosemite Kibetza, that's right. That's very nice. Yosemite Kibetza, because the same din as the rest of Sukkot, and he says so explicitly. But you'd expect when he then goes and quotes those Rishonim that say Kezayis, that he would go the other way, but he only goes halfway. Shulchan Aruch, what are we paskin? Shulchan Aruch, Yarduk Shamim Harezei Nichnas L'Tocha Bayis. If it's raining, go home, go inside. Memesai Mota Livnos, Mishi Yardu L'Tocha Sukkah Tipo Shem Yupu L'Tocha Tafshil Yipasel V'Afilu Tafshil Shal Pul. Where rain is defined as enough rain to ruin your food. Absent from the Shulchan Aruch is an exception to the rule. Right? He just says, if it's raining, go inside. Says the Ramah, filu in tafshil fanav, umishenu baki b'zeh ashir, yisharim yadu kol kach sham lebayisim ha'yotzei. That's always the trick, try to figure out, would you leave your house if these conditions were in your house? It's always not always so easy to answer that question, because what do you mean, leave the house? Leave my dining room to go to my living room? Leave my house to go into my neighbor's house? Leave my house to go to, you know? Okay, but anyway. V'kol zeh, says the Rama, dafka b'shar yamim olelo shel sukkahs, is only on the other days and nights of sukkahs. Avalai la'arishona, tzarech lechol kazayis b'sukkah. But on the first night of sukkahs, you need to have a kazayis in the sukkah, afim geshamim yordin, even if it's raining. Why? So note, he puts both nafkaminas in the same sentence, and he fits very nicely. On the first night, you eat even if it's raining. Why? Because there's no Peter Mitztayer. Why is there no Peter Mitztayer on the first night? Because it's a new chiyuv. It's not the same chiyuv as the rest of the days of sukkahs. What's the shir? Kazayis. It's a mitzvah sachila. New chiyuv. Not the same chiyuv as the other days of sukkahs where we need to be yosem mikveitza. Very nice. Machlokas mechaber in the Ramah. Mechaber holds mitztayer as patra on the first night, like the shita of Tosfos. And the Ramah holds like the Rush, that a mitzvah is chayiv on the first night. Seems to fit very nicely. Except, actually, before we even go to the exception, let's go to the exception. Take a look at the Gra. So it seems to be perfect. We have two tzadim of the Chakira, it's nothing to, and it expresses itself in Machlokas Mechaber Ramah, and we would proceed accordingly. But then the Bir Agra throws in a little bit of a curveball into the whole sugya. Says Bir Agra, calls a dafkav, commenting on the Ramah, where the Ramah says that this whole Peter Mitztayer is only the other days, but on the first night there's no Peter Mitztayer. He says, Masha kasav yibay yachil, v'achov alechol b'yom tov pas, v'mash kasav brachs b'mtesem b'esh, avas v'yom tov dol sagi. He raises Tosas kasha, where Tosfos asks, what do you mean? If you want to eat, if you don't want to eat on the rest of the days, you have the option not to eat. You got to eat. So this yant. Obviously, it means that bread, you must eat bread on the rest of the days of Yantif, for mitzvah Sudas Yantif. Here it is. He's about to paraphrase Tosfos, right? He's going to tell us what Tosfos holds. Nafkamina is if it rains on the first night, afim yardu gshamim chova, even if it rains, you still have a chiyuv. Va'ein barasham chinkas besmak. I'm sorry, he first paraphrases the rush, right? That even if it's raining, you got to go in the sukkah. Aval betosus kasuv sham kigon im yardu va'achal chutz l'sukkah. It rained. You went inside. You waited outside of the sukkah. Upasku gshamim, and then it stopped raining. Shechayv. Then you're chayv to go back. And like the Rashba also says, in line with Tosfos, yardim gishamim, and here are the words that everyone makes a huge deal out of, ein shem sukkah alav. The reason, according to Tosfos, when it's raining, you go inside, even on the first night, and only if it stops raining, do you go back into the sukkah. So how should that sentence end? Based on the way we understood it. According to Tosfos, the reason why, when it's raining, you go inside, even on the first night, is what? How should the sentence end? Mitztayer. Regular dinner mitztayer that applies to all yantif. How does the Gra end the sentence? Ein shame sukkah alav. When it's raining, you don't have a sukkah. That thing in the backyard that's dripping, that's not a sukkah. It's a drippy gazebo. And the mitzvah is not sitting in the drippy gazebo, the mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. Mitztayer is not a din in the sukkah. Mitztayer is a din, to use the classic terminology, mitztayer is a din in the gavra. The sukkah is still a sukkah, I'm just mitztayer, so I'm potter from it. Someone else sits in that sukkah, they're yotze, right? It's just causes mitzar for whatever reason. I can't stand the sircha de gargishta. Someone else has no problem with the sircha de gargishta, and they're fine with it. So I'm potter, it's still a shame sukkah. Like we saw that rhyme by the Sirch of the Gergisha. It has to be, it only bothers me, it doesn't bother someone else, otherwise the whole sukkah would be puzzled. No, we're talking about a kosher sukkah, it's Taran Potter. Ain't shame sukkah love means the sukkah is a puzzle sukkah. So how does he understand Shita Tosfos? When it rains, I go inside, not because I'm not chayiv, I'm chayiv to be in the sukkah. But there isn't a sukkah to be found. So it's like an anus. What can I do? I'm chayiv to be in the sukkah, but there's no sukkahs. The way we understood Tosfos was that, no, I'm Pater, I'm Mitzdar, I don't have to be in the Sukkah right now. Mitzdar applies, even on the first night, but the way the Gra understands it is, no, Mitzdar doesn't apply, there's no Heter Mitzdar. Of course you're Chayiv. It's just you, that the Mitzvah says you can't do the Mitzvah. Ein Shem Sukkah Olav. Now, we read the Tosfos, the Gra read the Tosfos, the Gra came to a different conclusion from the Tosfos than we did, so where did we go wrong? Where did the Gra see that in Tosfos? So maybe it's helpful to look at the Rashba, because the Gra didn't only attribute this to Tosfos, he says, yeah, the Rashba also said the same thing, that it's Ein Shem Sukkah Olav. So maybe he assumed that if only we could find the words Ein Shem Sukkah Olav in the Rashba, he assumed that the Rishonim that hold this way would all hold the same thing and whatever. Let's see what the Rashba actually says. In the Tshuvas Rashba, Chel Dal Tzimunayin Ches, Lel Rishon Shal Sukkah Sheyardu Gshamim O Amitztayer, Im Chayev Al Kolpanim Lechol Kazayis O Kabetza B'Sukkah, Kivin Shein Kol Kach Tzar B'Achil Shir Beitza Olav. So do you need to eat Kabetza or Kazayis in the Sukkah when it's raining? Or not, on the first night? Nirmli advarim she'ena mitztar v'asher yerdu alav gishamim chayavim ad kadeh shetisru chamak v'lechol b'sukkah. D'milas teshu came to duru amrinan. A mitztar is pater, teshu came to duru. If it's raining, you're pater. L'yolam l'chiva tor alechol b'sukkah elek derek sh'os adam b'beso. You know the rules about sukkahs. You sit in the sukkah whenever you would sit in your house. D'im isa lo'ef shadu alem ruhachi b'gemara. If the Torah Mitzar didn't work for the first night, the Gemara might have wanted to mention that, and it didn't. V'hadi alfin rabbanon tazvav tazvav michag amatzos lav lemeimer sheichayev al kolpanim lechol b'sukkah leila rishon afil makom tzara tazvav tazvav doesn't tell me that you're chayev even b'makom tzara to sit in sukkah. No, your chayev goes away. The Mitzar pateru Mitzar pater from sukkah. That's a din in all of sukkahs, and it always applies. It applies the first night too. Tesvav tells me that when it's not B'makom Tzar, you got to go in the sukkah. That when it stops raining, go back out into the sukkah. If we were looking to the Rashba for help, for the Gra, we found the opposite. Because as clear as Tosfos sounded, that a mitztayer is pater from sukkah on the first night, the Rashba uses language that is even more explicit, that the mitzvah of sukkah on the first night is the same exact mitzvah that you have for the rest of the yontif. He keeps on saying it over and over again. Come on, it's Mitzdar. You know the rules. The rest of Yontif, it's all the same. Li'olam, the Chiyuv of Sukkah never changes. And the Chiyuv of Sukkah comes with the Pter Mitzdar. And somehow the Gra read our Tosfos, and he read this Rashba, which is even more explicit, how the Mitzvah on the first night is the same Mitzvah that you have the rest of the days of Yontif. And the Gra said, no. The Mitzvah on the first night is totally different. You're Chayiv even B'makom Mitzdar. Elamai, you don't have a Sukkah to go to. But you're definitely chayiv. It's just that there's no shem sukkah. So you say, well, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Either way, when it's raining, you're not in the sukkah. What difference does it make? So it'll make a huge difference, actually. We'll see. We'll see in a second. Yeah, question. No. Had enough, Mina?
I was just thinking that, like, according to Tosfos, if it stops raining, why should you not have to go back inside? No, according to the Gra, you would have to go back inside. But I don't understand if you're going to say because of its star when it stops. Never mind.
We're going to see a huge nafkamina. Trust me. So what motivated the Gra to say this pshat in Tosfos? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Lamed Tes Siv Vav, next sif in Shulchan Aruch, says Hayochel b'sukkah yardu gshamim. If you're reading in the sukkah and it starts to rain, v'halach lebeisa, and then you go back home. And the rain stops. He's not talking about the first night. Shulchan Aruch, if you remember, doesn't distinguish between the first night and the other night. So stop, any day of Sukkot, this happened to me on our Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I had the high school boys over first, and it was raining when I started. And apparently it stopped at some point, because by the time I was done with you guys, it wasn't raining anymore. So what's the halacha? Do you go back out and move everything out into the sukkah? No, you don't have to go back out. Why don't you have to go back out? What's the lumnus? Why not? It's not raining. Go out to the sukkah. Why? Where's the patur?
Dripping.
No, we're assuming it stopped dripping. If it's dripping, then you'd be patur in the first place. We assume it's not dripping. What's the patur?
Because
You knew this halacha your whole lives, right? So what's the Pitur? Come on, there's only one halacha in all of Hilchos Sukkah. It's the same halacha we've been discussing the whole time. It's tzar. It's a tzar after you set the whole table inside to undo the whole table and go set it back up outside. It's a tzar to have to move in the middle of your meal. That's a tzar. And a mitzvah is part of from Sukkah. So the Gra takes a look at Tosfos. And the Gra says, okay, what does Tosfos say? First night of Sukkah is, it's raining. You start your meal in your house. Then Tosfos says explicitly, and then it stops raining. What do? According to Tosfos and Brachos?
Go back
into the Sukkah. Your mitzvah. Tosfos held the Ptur mitzvah applies to the first night. Isn't that why you were in the house in the first place? Mitzar is potter. So what do you mean, go back into the sukkah? That's tzar also, according to the way we paskin. To go back into the sukkah. Where's your patur mitzar? So the Gros says, let's put two and two together over here. Must be that the reason you were in the house in the first place and that you weren't sitting in the sukkah in the rain on the first night was not because of mitzar. What else could it be? So he invents a new concept. Ain't shame sukkah alav. A mitzvah is chayiv the first night, says the Gra. Tosfos really holds like the Rosh. A mitzvah is chayiv in Sukkah. He's going to eat in his house the first night because there's no Sukkah in the backyard when it's raining. It's not a shame Sukkah. But then the second it stops raining, even though it's a tzar, to move your food back out to the Sukkah, you do it anyway because the mitzvah is chayiv. So the Gra put those pashtos, I mean, just perhaps that's the way he read Tosfos. Is there any other way to read Tosfos now that you hear the Gra? Because the Rashba's language is so strong. I mean, the Rashba, even if I could buy it in Tosfos, I mean, look at the words the Rashba uses. Teishu came to Duru Arminan, and he's talking about the first night. He's talking about the first night. You're going to tell me Mitzar is Chayiv? He's using all this terminology about the first night. So is there any other way to understand it? How do we understand this din? That if it stops raining, get back out into the sukkah? Why do you have to go back out into the sukkah? Middle of your meal. Yeah?
If you don't start machmas the sukkah itself, like, maybe it's supposed to say that carrying yourself back into the sukkah is considered mistire because...
He would disagree with the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, I mean, he just disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch think that it's mistire to bring... Usually, if I'm in the sukkah and something about the sukkah itself is causing me to be mistar, that's how I define mistar. But just because I'm bringing something back into the sukkah, that's considered mistar or machmas sukkah.
Let's not call it a kasha on Tosfos. Let's call it kasha on the Rama, because the Rama agrees to that Shulchan Aruch and disagrees on the mistar issue. Right? I'm sorry. Yeah, the Rama. No, I said it wrong. Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch itself. Let's say the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins that. You're putt from being in the sukkah when it's raining, but he holds when it stops raining, you got to go back out. I'm sorry. No, the Shulchan Aruch holds when it stops raining. Oh, you're right. No, that would work. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about the first night.
All right.
Okay, so you can say that. Right. That's fair. Right. So you can say the Tosfos would hold that second kind of mitzvah is not called mitzvah. Could also maybe argue, and I was just thinking out loud, the Tosfos would hold that when Tosfos says that if it stops raining, you go back out into the sukkah, it doesn't mean mid-meal. It means... If you're home that night and then you realize, oh, it didn't rain, so have another meal. Go out into the sukkah and eat something. Not that you're going to have to disrupt your meal or anything. Maybe disrupting the meal itself would be called the tzar. But I think that's, just in terms of the pshat and the bir agra, you have to say something like that because there's no other indication. I mean, the indication is not a word indication. There are two ways that you could say how the Gra would arrive at a shita. Either he saw the words of the Rishonim and he made some sort of diuk in the words of the Rishonim, or just misvara. There was a svara that he had to say. There was such a compelling kasha, misvara. The words, I think, aren't going to help the Gra. I don't think it's a diuk in the words that he made over here. I think it's the svara, that you had this tremendously compelling kasha. That stopping your meal in the middle is considered mitzvah. In Hare Kedem, all right, you know what? go over these basic pratim we did today, because tomorrow we're going to play it out in the halacha. So basically, make sure you get down the three basic shitas: Shulchan Aruch, Rama, Bira Gra, what the basis for it is in the Rishonim. And then, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll go through how we get to the halacha from all this.